You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
I think YouTube becomes a primary social platform for creators. Actually, untapped. Going back to the example we had provided for podcasts, the amount of traffic in YouTube versus the number of creators is actually, their proportions are in your favor. YouTube's massive. And dude, the time on site for YouTube is insane. Average time on site across the internet is sub 60 seconds. Average time on site on YouTube is 20 minutes. This is anecdotal, but there's this gal that I follow on Instagram. It's Modern Millie. Really brilliant Instagram creator. I followed her when I was trying to figure out how to pop my Instagram, which I never did very well, but she's amazing. She just posted today, ironically. She said, I'm leaving Instagram. There are so many reasons that went into this decision. So for a full explanation, I'd recommend watching my YouTube video. But basically she goes, I'm investing in YouTube. She goes, YouTube is the only platform that rewards me for promoting other platforms. So I want to go all in there. YouTube actually pays creators. We had 30,000 subscribers at the Solutions at YouTube channel when I sold it. And we were making about $2,500 a month off of that, which that's not nothing, dude. And 30,000 subscribers is adjusted for margin of error, an absolute nit. We were so niche. More people go to YouTube. And I think YouTube ends up being where the genesis of creation starts, because YouTube is the best place to repurpose from. So if you have a podcast, you might as well record a YouTube video and then strip the audio for the podcast. If you're doing TikTok and Instagram reels, you might as well record a YouTube video and then cut the reels up. YouTube is the best place to
do shorts.
Yeah. And then YouTube shorts. That's exactly right. Even long form blogging, offers, webinars, anything that you do to go live, like YouTube's, I think, the hub to the multiple spokes. And if you're not investing in YouTube, that's where I would recommend people to start to go, especially piggybacking on my original prediction, the collapse of the paid media space. That's the middle of the funnel. YouTube's not even necessarily top of the funnel in most instances. It's the middle of the funnel. So that's the great place to go position yourself if the bottom of the funnel has just gotten untenable for you.
Would you call YouTube a social media channel?
I think it's social. Other people don't. And I probably lose that argument if we were to break out the grid and like figure out what boxes it crosses and what boxes it doesn't. It's social-esque. It's more than just comments
social-y.
And likes. Social-y. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if Google wanted to, who knows if they want to, but they sure could lean in that direction. You'd have you already have curated content. You have people's playlists. I can actually follow your profile. They haven't really prioritized that inside of the UI, but they could. I pay for YouTube Premium. I don't know if you do. That's one of the best things on the internet. Are you kidding me?
It is great.
It's unreal. No ads, $15 a month, and I get all this premium content, and it gives me YouTube Music. And if you do the family plan, it's $3 more, and you can add 4 other people. And so I think with premium adoption, you'll see more socialization of the platform. I think YouTube's the stickiest damn thing in the world. YouTube is a replacement in a lot of ways for Netflix and Hulu. You're using it to learn. I use it to listen. So if I listen to my podcast, I'm actually on YouTube. And then you have YouTube Music. I just think they really cracked the code there. And I think more and more people are going to head in that direction as creators. I think everybody's already watching and listening on YouTube. So I think we're going to see an increase in the creatorship inside of YouTube.
I think a prediction that is related tangential to this, and I see this with my kids and I also see it with my own behavior. I think social media just in general, like how TikTok is now being used, it's being used as a search engine. It's so strange, but that's how they use it. Like that's how they discover everything now, or Instagram Reels to a certain degree, but definitely TikTok. Like it's a search engine. Social media has now become like a search engine for so many different things. And to your point about YouTube, I look at YouTube as the search engine. If I am looking to do something or learn something or want to know something, yes, to use ChatGPT, yes, to use Google Bard. But so many of the things that I want to learn or I want to know about are visual in nature. And I use YouTube as my search engine. I guarantee you, if you looked at all the apps that I use on my phone, I probably use like Chrome first, Gmail second, and YouTube third. Is my guess. And maybe Slack is probably like fourth. I do use that a lot. But the point is, I use YouTube all the time. And I use it because connected TV now, it's the first or second choice whenever I log into my connected TV. I love all my connected TVs. I watch YouTube on them. But YouTube has become the go-to search engine for me. And it is super creator friendly. And obviously it makes money. Like I get a small check from all my YouTube stuff every single month. It's not $2,500, but it's a couple hundred bucks. That's pretty good right there. I'm like, wow, if I really devoted more time to this, I could actually make serious money doing this. So there is that portion of it, but I don't think they've really even tried all that hard with YouTube. They got the premium service, which I did do for a month which I loved, but I was like, you know what? I actually like seeing the ads.
I have multiple Google accounts, so I see the ads in the accounts that I'm not logged into my, but there are times where I'm like, dude, I just want to listen. If I'm at the gym and I've got my playlist going, I don't want an ad. It breaks my whole cadence.
That's where I use. I don't use YouTube for that. I use Spotify for that, but which is absolutely amazing.
But dude, even that, I can't justify the expense of Spotify now that I've got a paid YouTube subscription. I know Spotify is a little bit better at like list building and stuff, but YouTube is just so all encompassing. Your point about YouTube being a search engine is spot on. The problem is it's not just that, because search is utilitarian. I go to YouTube to play. If I have time on my hands and I just want to kill time, my favorite thing is to go watch the comedy shorts. Like I really love Matt Rife. I don't know if you've watched Matt, but dude, like I would just sit there. I'll watch 2.5 hours of that dude's content. I think he has the best crowd work in existence. It's just a fun place to go.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Kasim here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.